Listening to the Lord's voice. One of the most exciting things in my adult life has been seeing family members give themselves to God and His church. I have two nephews in seminary, a niece finishing up 2 years of ministering to the poor on the streets of Denver, a nephew who works at a church, and other nieces who are active in youth ministry. My heart swells with joy and pride at seeing them know, love, and serve our Lord. Over the past 2 years, my son has been participating in youth group and service activities as well. We have been blessed to have a Net Discipleship team with us during that time, and it has made a tremendous impact on him. He has begun watching Father Mike Schmitz and Bishop Barron videos, and even binge-watched all 5 seasons of The Chosen of his own accord. But even more surprisingly, he recently told us he had been feeling a call to the priesthood. Up until now, when we asked him what he wanted to do when he grew up, he gave us a typical teenage answer. I want to be a YouTuber. And if that falls through, a lawyer. Then, since our family has had its fair share of medical issues, he began considering becoming a doctor. But one day, after he got grossed out by my husband and I smooching in the kitchen, I jokingly responded, "Well, you need to learn how to be affectionate somehow." And he responded, "Not if I'm going to be a priest. God has His timing and His ways. His voice is like a gentle whisper that burns within our souls." Fittingly, today's psalm reminds us, "If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, how easy it is to drown Him out. How much more comfortable it is to fill our days with endless activity and ceaseless noise instead of sitting still in the silence to hear Him speak to us. How I wish our hearts would long to hear His voice, for those who seek to hear it will. We may not all hear the call to priesthood or religious life or missionary work, but we will hear Him calling us to sainthood. We may not hear Him asking us to write or speak eloquent words, but we will hear Him calling us to love Him and our neighbor. We may not hear Him asking us to die for Him, but we will hear Him asking us to serve Him with our lives. What do you hear our Lord asking of you?" About the author. Tammy Ursia is a Midwestern gal from a large Catholic family. As a young adult, she was a missionary in Mexico, where she studied theology and philosophy. After returning stateside bilingual, she gained a variety of work experience, traveled extensively, and finished her bachelor's degree at Brescia University. She loves organizing and simplifying things, watching her children play sports, deep conversations with close family and friends, and finding unique ways to brighten others' day with Christ's love. She works full-time at Diocesan in the software department, and manages the Inspiration Daily Reflections. She is also a contributing writer on CatholicMom.com and BlessedIsShe.net.